USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You'll see some very great things happening in the Middle East. You're going to have peace with that blood in the sand. For years you had blood in the sand. And so you had blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace, and it'll be a real peace.
President Trump's comments as a historic peace deal normalizes relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the UAE. Speaking on CNBC, the California Democrat says she's optimistic the White House will understand that they have to do something.
There is no later with this administration. This is the opportunity. And a skinny deal is a Republican bill. That's not a deal at all.
Pelosi saying Republicans don't mind that the Fed Reserve is spending trillions of dollars to shore up the economy. So she says let's shore up the middle class. The Senate and House are in session this week. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Hurricane Sally is approaching the Gulf Coast, but at a snail's pace. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm is moving to the northwest at just 2 miles an hour. The mayor of Gulfport, Mississippi, Billy Hughes, telling Fox News,
the ground gets saturated and the tree roots can't hold and they start coming over. They take down power lines and it's a pretty bad domino effect. So we just got to, you know, be vigilant and hope this thing moves on. But we know that the rain event, the water event is upon us. And we just kind of make sure people are prudent and watch out for down power lines, stay out of the way of trees, that sort of thing, and just get out of harm's way if you can.
The storm is expected to reach land late tonight or tomorrow. The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James to step up and provide money to help find the gunman responsible for the shooting of two deputies. Alex Villanueva asking James to match or even double the $175,000 reward being offered. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chick-fil-A will be coming to the San Antonio airport after all. The FAA has reportedly reached a deal with the city regarding their decision to ban the chicken chain because of their religious donations that focus on traditional marriage. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott telling Fox News,
this was a part of our last legislative session. We had what we call the Chick-fil-A bill. It was a bill to ensure that cities and businesses would not be discriminated against because of the religious beliefs of the owners of those businesses, which we believe was behind the act by the city of San Antonio to prohibit Chick-fil-A from having one of their locations in a San Antonio airport, despite the fact it's like one of the favorite restaurants in the state of Texas. And so we had all these images and all this signing, pompous circumstance about signing the Chick-fil-A bill last session. It's great to finally see this come to fruition so that people will not be discriminated against simply because of the religious beliefs they hold.
And finally, Japan is starting to take the topic of UFOs more seriously. The Japanese defense minister on Monday laying out instructions for what that country's self-defense forces should do in the event of a close encounter. His instructions follow a meeting last week with U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.